Before we begin, let me just say two things. First, happy Father's Day to all the dads, all the granddads, for those that are not yet dads, and for those that maybe are separated from their dads. We come and we get to be a part of our Heavenly Father. And every day is Father's Day when we have the Lord in our hearts and in our lives. So we celebrate that today and every day is Father's Day. And before we begin our service, you know, I just want to talk about the Word of God. You know, sometimes we hear the Word, we read the Word, but we need to live out the Word. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. How do we actually live the Word? You know, it says to us in Scripture, don't be just hearers of the Word, but be doers of the Word. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. But before we begin, will you pray with me, please? Heavenly Father, just that we can reach out and call you Abba, Father. You're our dad. You love us. You pick us up when we fall. You encourage us. You affirm us. You love us. You forgive us. And Lord, we thank you. Because Lord, we know that like sometimes children, we are not obedient. We are rebellious. And sometimes we run away from you. But Lord, you're always there with open arms. So Father, as we come today to just be a part of who you are, to be your children, Father, I pray that we would just sit at your knee, Lord, that we would learn from you through your word of how to put faith into action. Father, we thank you, and I pray for those that are going to speak today, Lord, that you would just give them the words, give them the truth, Lord, to just share their hearts, and that, Lord, we would not be just hearers of the word today, but we'd be doers. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, and all of God's people said, Amen. As probably everybody knows, the College World Series has begun. It's such a wonderful event here in our community. Hopefully you'll get a chance to maybe go to a game or watch a game on TV. And, you know, every team that is in the College World Series had faith that they were going to be there. They had faith when the season began many months ago that they said, we've got the talent. We believe in each other. We have faith. But you know what they had to do in order to get there? They had to work. They had to work hard. They couldn't just say, we have faith. Aren't we just going to the World Series? They had to put the time in. They had to practice. They had to play games. They had to overcome obstacles. They had to learn what it was like to win and learn what it was like to lose and know you got a game the next day and you got to do it all over again. So it's not just enough to say, I have faith. You have to have works. And as we gather here Sunday after Sunday, as we gather in homes through life groups, as we gather, it's wonderful to study our faith. It's wonderful to grow in our faith. But the question is, are we applying our faith? Because if we just have head knowledge and that faith doesn't come out through our heart and our hands, then what are we really doing? So it isn't just enough to say, I believe. We must show that we believe. Listen to what it says in James. James says, what good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but also has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if not accompanied by action, is dead. And what this text is teaching us, we can't just talk it, we got to walk it. We can't just say it, we got to display it. We have to show our faith. And that comes out in the opportunities that we have to serve others. And we're going to take a break just for this Sunday from Believe. And we're going to talk about how to put our faith in action. How to live that out. How to have what I call the 18-inch drop. It's about 18 inches from your head to your heart. How to have that 18-inch drop so our faith goes to our heart and then comes out in our works. Because faith without works is dead. I'm going to have Van come up. We've got some special speakers that I'm going to have Van introduce. And we're going to kind of talk about some things.
You know, our outreach focus here at Three Termbus Church is about Bennington and the Bennington community. But as James 2 reminds us, we really need to get out and we need to let that faith show through our deeds. As such, there's two mission stations that some of our members actively support here at Three Timbers. And they're we can help them.
Give this to you, Robert.
And so first off, Robert, can you tell us just a little bit about the Stevens Center and really what it is?
The Stevens Center is an emergency homeless shelter and addiction recovery center.
if you need an envelope, we may have some extras on chairs, but I really want to make sure that everybody gets an envelope. Oh yes, also take pictures of your projects and send them to info@threetimbers.org. We'd love to see how creative you got with your $1 and how you turned it into $10. After the service at the back, Pam Mitchell and the team from the Stevens Center will be back there to answer any questions you may have. Anything else, Pam?
Yeah, I just wanted to add something real quick. If you sign up to serve at the Stevens Center, you can sign up to just volunteer one time for the year, too. Since we only do it once a month, you don't have to commit to every month.
Right.
And when you were saying prayers, when we were serving there a few months ago, I ran into one of my former students in the line. And so that was heartbreaking, but also a chance for me to kind of have a connection with her again. So yep. You never know the prayers.
You never know. Thank you.
Well, I want to thank Van, and I want to thank Robert, and I want to thank Joseph for coming up. And we began by talking about the text from James, so I want to read it one more time for us. It says this, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says, go to them, go in peace, keep warm and well-fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if not accompanied by action, is dead." We have a call to action. Scripture calls us to action. Jesus Christ calls us to action. You received just two examples, one local and one global. You can be involved in either of those, but if God's put a passion on your heart, maybe it's for a men's ministry or a women's or children's, and you say, I want to do it, we will give you seed money to go out and do that. We want to empower you because the church is the people. So if God's put a ministry on your heart, come and let us know. We will help fund it. Go and do ministry. Put your faith into action. Don't wait on somebody else. Don't wait on the church. Be the church. The church is not a destination. The church is the people, and we are the people. And so all this knowledge that we've gotten over these last 2 years from the story, from Believe, from Life Groups, from Band of Brothers, from Soul Sisters, from Treehouse Kids, we got to put it into action. You'll notice that both Joseph and Robert were products of a ministry. That's how they got to where they were. That they were in a context and there was a need and God opened that door. What is your context? I love the idea that the mission team came up with $1. Man, just think what you could do. If you went to 10 employees and said, let me have $1 and you can change the world. You can save a life. Great opportunities. Go down to the Stevens Center. Take your kids. We always talk about how our kids don't have a perspective. You want to give a perspective? Take them down. And watch how God will stir in their hearts and they get a passion for helping other people. So I just want to encourage you, I want to implore you, get involved, put your faith into action. You know, as a pastor, I never like to say, well, today is Mission Sunday, because that sounds like an event. Every Sunday is Mission Sunday. Every day is Mission Sunday. But look how God is stirring things up within Three Timbers. We've talked about a global mission, a local mission, and then we're going to talk about how we're going to support our students who are going down to Dallas for a mission. God is stirring in us. I hope you sense that. He's stirring in us. He wants us. He's calling us. He's equipping us. Faith without action is dead. We want to take time not just to pray for Robert and for Joseph and their ministries, but we want to take time to lift up prayer and praise in our community before we transition to something. So what can we lift up in prayer or praise this morning? Yeah. Yeah. The storms that came through were severe. If you kind of live in some areas, you may have been unaffected. But if you look, there have been some areas that are dramatically affected. They are without power. Some won't be powered till later this week. So we want to pray for all of those that have.